land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, February 4, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Hey, Brian, I got a text from a longtime friend up in Sheboygan. Brian May just texted me CMV for check my vote, and I sent him the link. Also, Floyd and Karen. Let's see. Okay. Our address was not in their file. Now, one thing that you have to do is this is specific input. What does that mean? Databases are usually copy and pasted from a file. And depending on how it was inputted at the Secretary of State's office when you registered to vote, could be the problem. And I'll give you a perfect example. When I pulled it up and I started typing in our address, I wanted to check to see who was registered here at our home. And that's what I recommend you do, is to check your own house first. Officer Rick, he asked for it during the break. Well, you've had some adult children living at your house, for example. Check and see who's actually still living at your house that are still registered at your address. But start typing in your address. For example, our five-digit street address, when I put the full just street number in, it came up with about seven different same street addresses in the state of Michigan with the same house number we have. But then I put in the first letter of our street and it reduced it down to three. When I put the second letter in, it reduced it to two. One was a drive and the other one was a circle. Well, we live on the drive. So then I clicked on it. Don't type it in fully. Just get it started. And when it finally populates to the point where your address is found, then you should be good to go. Now, another way to do is you can search by township versus city. For example, we live in a township, but our township doesn't have a post office. We live in Torch Lake Township, but Kuwaiden is the local post office that serves our township. So sometimes you got to play games with that as well. So thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. Play with this. Have fun with it. not only check out your address, but check out your neighbor's address. We live at, 11089. We'll check out 11087 and check out 11091. Other addresses on your street. Then you can even let your neighbors know, hey, your adult child who graduated high school, college, and moved out, got married. Did you know they're still registered to vote at your house? Have fun with this. But the biggest thing is commercial buildings. Check commercial buildings' addresses. Again, car dealerships, heating and cooling places, any type of business in your township, look it up and flag it and let them do the rest in getting those people registered to vote at those commercial buildings removed off the qualified voter files. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. This segment brought to you by the Flatline show that we have on this radio station and our Patriot Voice radio network every Sunday from 7:30 to 8 a.m. Now, if you're like me, one of those people who have a biological clock, you automatically wake up at a certain time every single day, even Saturday mornings when you can sleep in. Yeah, that doesn't happen. Sunday morning, same thing. Sorry, it's, 7 o'clock in the morning, Randy, it's time to get up. Well, 7:30 to 8 we've been carrying the show for quite a few years now, thanks to George Ranville. And I got to tell you, it's a really good way to start your Sunday morning. 7:30 to 8 airs on the radio station, 97.7 FM, yourdefendingfathers.com website, the radio station's website, wchy.us, simple radio app for the radio station, or the tuning app for my show. 7:30 to 8 every Sunday. I want you to do me a favor this upcoming Super Bowl Sunday. Yep, it's going to be a great Sunday this Sunday, enjoying watching the last NFL game of the year. New England Patriots against the Seattle Seahawks. Well, start your morning off this Sunday, 7:30 to 8, to listen to The Flatline by Rick Hughes. The website, if you want to check him out, rickhughesministries.org, O-R-G. This guy has an amazing life. Younger man in high school, was a fantastic football player. He was a big guy. He was fast. He could tackle. He could block. He could play the game of football. He got recruited to play for Coach Bear Bryant of Alabama. World famous Hall of Fame coach, Bear Bryant of Alabama, Crimson Tide. Got to go and play for Coach Bear Bryant, freshman year, fantastic football player. But he let it go to his head. He got completely on the wrong track, hanging out with the wrong crowd. Drinking too much, partying too much, going out, having relations with young girls, some of them cheerleaders, some of them just pretty girls at Alabama. He went into a diner one day with a friend, and they went in, I think he said, for breakfast. And there was this cute little waitress that he just automatically fell in love with. He wanted to date her. They went back and forth, and he explained the story on the radio a few years ago when I heard it for the first time. He wanted to go out with this girl, get this girl to go out with him so bad, he kept asking her to go out with him. Finally, she agreed. She said, but I get to pick the place as to where we go. He said, fine. What day can I pick you up? She said, why don't you pick me up at my house at 6 o'clock on Wednesday? He said, 6 o'clock on Wednesday. We're going to go out to dinner, right? Because he liked to eat. He was a football player. She said, yeah, we can get a bite to eat, but I've got a place that I have in mind that I'd like you to take me to. He said, okay. So he picked her up at 6 o'clock. And he said, where do you want to go? And she said, well, I'll just tell you how to drive. You get me there. They pulled up in front of a church. And she said, I want you to take me to church. I want you to take me to Bible study at my church. And he wanted to date this girl so bad. He's like, okay, whatever. He said, can we, after we go to Bible study, can we go out to eat? I'm powerful hungry. And she said, sure. Well, it was at that church. I don't know what that pastor said. I don't know what that minister said. I don't know what anybody said in that church. But he found God. And it changed his life. And for some, I believe almost 50 years now, He's been running rickhughesministries.org is the website. He loves letters. If you want to mail them, you can at P.O. Box 100, Cropwell, Alabama. Never left the state of Alabama. 35054. He also has a phone number if you want to give the office a call. 800-831-0718. 10 biblical principles that he learned from a pastor that he talks about on the radio every Sunday. He's written books. He's got podcasts. He's got pamphlets. He has bookmarks. He has all kinds of things that if you contact him, he'll send you a package in the regular snail mail for free. He doesn't ask for donations. He doesn't ask for you to even pay for the postage. He has podcasts on his website. You can click and listen if you want to get a flavor, a taste of what he does. But it is a phenomenal show, and I highly, highly recommend you do it. I get up and listen every Sunday, 7:30 to 8, to check it out. And thanks to Captain Jeff, I learned what the flatline truly means. The forward line of troops. It's a military term. It's the first guys that go in. And he teaches you these principles every single Sunday. He'll teach the first one perhaps this Sunday. Then next Sunday, he'll teach the second one. Every 10 weeks, five times a year, he goes through the complete cycle of teaching you the 10 biblical principles to live your life by. You don't have a Bible? He'll send you a Bible. Some of the books he's written, A Crash Course in Christianity, A Divine Pardon. The most recent book, the one I'm currently reading, Christian Problem Solving. You got problems in your life? There's a way you can do it with God, or you can try to do it by yourself without God. It's up to you. If you'd like me to text you his contact information, the website, the phone number, his mailing address, his email address, just text me Rick for Rick Hughes. Now, I know I've had Rick in there before for Rick Randall, his book, Road Trip, but I changed that to RR. Rick Randall is RR for his book, Road Trip. Rick, now in my phone, is for Rick Hughes. Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Get up Sunday morning early. Make yourself a pot of coffee. Sit down and listen 7:30 to 8 this Sunday. I'm going to do it. I try to do it every Sunday. One thing that you have to understand, even if you're getting ready to go to your own church while you're getting dressed or whatever, it's a good way to get you ready for church to listen to this show. And I absolutely guarantee you that there will be something every Sunday in this message that will make you think. Maybe it'll motivate you to send him an email or a letter in the mail and ask him for a book, ask him for a Bible, ask him for whatever is on your heart. But you can go to the website again, Rick Hughes, Hughes, ministries.org, or just text me Rick and I'll send you the screenshot of his contact information. Pick up the phone, give him a call. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. He's on, I believe, over 100 some radio stations every Sunday across the country. And based on audience participation, audience requesting things from him determines which radio station he stays on. And I greatly appreciate if you would interact with him and ask for a book, ask him for a Bible, ask him for something in his website's library to send to you. By doing it, we will keep him as a sponsor. He pays to be on this station every Sunday. And he does not ask for donations. He has major benefactors that support his efforts, his ministries, and they fund paying him a salary, plus all of the things that he mails out, all of the books, the Bibles, everything. They pay for all of it. It won't cost you a dime. The only thing it's going to cost you is a half hour every Sunday from 7:30 to 8. He's a great storyteller, but he lays it out for you in such a way that it just makes sense. Have you ever heard somebody talk and they just are so commonsensical that everything that they say, they just lay it out for you in such an easy way to understand? That's how he talks. I love the guy. He's fantastic. And I thank George Ranville every single day for bringing him to our show and to our station. And it's so simple. We've all heard of the Ten Commandments. Well, he's got 10 biblical principles to live your life by, and books to support it, scripture verses to support it, and he explains it. So again, getting ready for church this Sunday or getting up early like you normally do for work, check it out. It plays, airs on the radio station, both websites, and both phone apps, consisting of the Patriot Voice Radio Network I always talk about. You can find it on yourdefendingfathers.com, the radio station's website, wchy.us, Simple Radio, and tune in. Again, every Sunday, 7:30 to 8, and I highly, highly beg you to listen to it. And then contact him, send him a letter, send him an email, give him a call on the phone. So again, just text me Rick, R-I-C-K, and I'll send you his contact information. I just got a text from Indian River. Pat, I'll be sending it to you shortly. I'm going to put it together here at the bottom of the hour break, and it'll be forthcoming. One of the things that we're hoping to accomplish this afternoon at 3 o'clock is a development in our listening area. Pat Battaglia and I and another gentleman are meeting at 3 o'clock, and I ask for your prayers for me, for Pat, for the real estate person we're meeting with, that this project moves forward in our listening area because we need it. We'll be promoting it on the radio station, this show, but we're meeting for the very first time on this parcel, and I need your prayers. So if you can, take a moment at 3 o'clock today. Pray for me and Pat and the real estate guy, and hopefully we can put it together, and I'll be talking about it in the future.